97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite game, Who Said It? And sadly, I will not be participating in this week's Who Said It. We're going to leave it up to the two champions, the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of Who Said It, Joel Blank, and the interim champ of Who Said It, Josh Beard. After his, man, last week between Beard and I, it was a dogfight. It was a...
Well, you got shut out,
I was told. It was a tight game. Everybody, like, no one wanted to lose. He was getting them right. I was getting them right. We went tooth and nail. It was a tight, tight contest. And he got me late.
How many... Brendan, help me out here. How many did Josh get right? Because I was told by loyals on Twitter on my day off that Branham got a goose egg.
Yes, it was 1-0.
Why do we have to say the score? Just say it was a good fight.
Because you just lied to the people and said that you were getting him right and Josh was getting him right, and that was a lie.
It's a good point.
Okay.
Well stated. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know why I'm giving the number right now. Anyways,
it's they can't call and play.
It's time now for Who Said It between Blank and Beard. I guess I'm moderating this heavyweight fight, more so now than ever. Thanks so much, Beard, for joining us. Now, who's going first here, Brendan?
I think you got to go, Josh, right?
I think you have to go with the reigning, defending, undisputed champion. I think Blank goes first.
I always have you guys rules. Set the rules and just right. Play, so however you want to do it.
Yeah, well, championship rules.
Well, we'll give it to Joel.
Oh, gee, thanks. Okay.
All right, you both ready?
Yeah.
Is ready. He,
there you go.
All right, I hadn't heard from Josh yet.
So yeah, I hadn't either. I was making sure he was there.
I'm here.
He means business.
I'm still bewildered by the fact that Jeremy thinks that it was a knockdown, drag-out fight. Like, it was just me dominating him from start to finish pretty much the entire time.
He won by one. All right, number one.
That's one more than you have.
All right, number one, I expect a straw in every drink I have, and I am tired of bars not giving straws or giving crappy paper ones.
Well, to me, it's Paul Gallant, and it's not even close because of the fact that I would think that where Granado goes, that you know what, they are at his beck and call, and that Paul Gallant is a guy that likes to frequent establishments, and he's kind of foo-foo-y, so I'm going to go with Paul Gallant.
Foo-foo-y is actually, like, the perfect descriptor for Paul. Paul would have been my guess on this one, too. I'm going to go with one of the younger guys. I think this has to be a young person, because going to bars, for the most part, going to bars is a young person. If you go to bars enough to complain about needing straws in a drink, and you're not sitting at home watching The Last Kingdom on Netflix sipping whiskey, you're young enough to have fun. I'm going to go with Brad Keldner. I think that's my guess.
That was my second choice. So well played, sir.
Oh, I know the answer to this one. I would have gotten this one right. All right, Brendan, go ahead.
I expect a straw.
Oh,
in
wow.
Every drink that I have of my choosing, and I'm tired of bars either not serving straws or serving the really crappy paper ones.
So Vanessa's anti-turtles, right? She's anti-turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts are facts.
And I was closest without going over because Paul was as close to Vanessa as any guest we could have had.
You guys are champions, and y'all got off to this start whenever y'all had a layup in round one.
Did you really have
I'm sorry. How many did you get right last week, Jeremy? I'm sorry.
What are you doing for me lately?
This is like, what is the Champions League soccer where the bottom feeders get sent to another league?
Relegated.
This is where you are right now. So you can sit there and chime in with your bullhorn, but you're not allowed on the field, sir.
Branham's up 1-0 over these two chumps. All right, let's go on to number two. Brendan.
All right, number two. When I play pickup basketball, I am Patrick Beverley. This is Josh first.
Yeah, Beard goes first on this one.
Ooh, okay, say it one more time for me.
When I play pickup basketball, I am Patrick Beverley.
That's Paul Gallant. 100% Paul Gallant. Patrick Beverley is one of his favorite players. I have played basketball against Paul.
I have too.
He actually doesn't like how physical I can get sometimes. That's 100% Paul Gallant because he can't shoot. His shot is
awful. I was just
going to
say, he has a 25-letter alphabet that doesn't have a J in it, so you're absolutely correct. I already know this is Paul, so I'm just going to have to take one for the team and just say somebody else, which it's not anybody else, so I'll say it's Lance because he plays basketball, but it's not. It's definitely Paul Gallant.
I'm, of course, rooting for Patrick Beverley, my spirit animal, who...
I can't believe you like Patrick Beverley.
Why? If you tell me it's Vanessa, I'm going to get really
upset. When I play pickup basketball, like, that's who I am.
Yeah, so Gallant got that one. Beard's up 1-0. How do you not like Patrick Beverley? I love Patrick Beverley.
No, I used to say when we were doing Rockets games, he's the guy that every other team in the league wouldn't send a Christmas card to, but that the fans of your team would make up for it, because you love him if he's on your team, you despise him if he's not.
I love Patrick Beverly to this day. Maybe it's because they haven't had like a legitimate series against Patrick Beverly. I'm still a PBEV guy.
Now, Joel, we can't have Josh every week, so I'm going to need you to come back here, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he can. I'm just saying.
We're paying him by the
year. I mean, you made the rule. Otherwise, I would have been 1-1 because I would have agreed with him, because I absolutely knew who it was, too.
All right.
You can't complain about rules that were put in place 6 weeks ago.
Time out. They change week to week, but there's
no, they don't.
Yes, they have.
Absolutely
had they not.
Not.
They did early. I think they're preset now.
No, see?
First of all, there's no complaining. I'm down one. I'm not fretting any of this. Let's continue.
Big time.
By the way, the peanut gallery can sit there and crack nuts, but we don't need him to be cracking jokes.
I have two right now.
Here's the problem, Joel. Champions just play the game. Yeah. Champions don't complain about the rules of the game. Champions work around the rules. And as interim champion, I just need everybody to know that I'm fine with how the rules are. I think they're great. I'm just here to play and win, man.
All right, number
three. You essentially beat a mannequin the first two times you got wins.
He's beating you 1-0 now.
Number three, I don't have a word-for-word quote on this, but one member of our station called John Daly's son, John Daly Jr., John 2. Joel first.
I know this one.
I'm going to say Brad Kellner.
I'm going to go same show, but I'm going to go Cody Stutes.
Okay.
As part of Daly's new deal with Hooters, both John and his son, John 2, will promote the Hooters brand across social media.
John 2?
We go with two-thirds of the wheelhouse, and neither one of us gets it right.
Y'all didn't know it was Jake?
What?
That was such a Jake thing to say.
I think it was a BK thing to say, especially when he has some of the shortened nicknames he has for things like the home opener, which won't be elaborated on, but he has his terminology.
Yeah, that was a Jake thing to say. I knew Jake. I heard Jake whenever he said that one.
Been listening a lot this week, doing your homework for a game you won't play.
That's right.
All right. I think this is maybe the toughest one I have.
This is four, right?
Yep.
So Beard's up 1-0.
Yep.
I'm wrong. You're right. Nothing to see here. Nothing is wrong. Everything is fine.
Oh, this screwed me over in the first week, but I'm going to do it. I feel like this is the wheelhouse again. I'm going to go back-to-back Cody Stutes again. That sounds like a really Stutes thing to say.
Man.
It's either Stutes or Lance, but I'm going to go with Cody Stutes.
We should have said that.
Yeah, well, that's I was
what
saying.
A rookie move.
I was trying to get away from the wheelhouse, period, because I think that's just overload. As much as Brendan absolutely loves the wheelhouse, I think that would be too much. I'm thinking that it's either Creighton or Lance.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who did Beard say? I wasn't paying attention to anything that dude ever says. What did he say? He said Stutes, didn't he?
He said Stutes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Stutes. Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I'm going to go Patrick Creighton.
See, that's where I was
thinking.
That's
a good call.
I was thinking PC myself.
I'm wrong. You're right. Nothing to see here. Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. Everything is good and fine and good.
He made a little jingle out of it, too.
You only spent... There's certain pockets of time I think Brendan has only spent listening to get these kind of quotes, but that's fine.
You know what it makes me think of, too, though? It's like, tone is so important. Because, like, the way that Brendan sets it up...
It's the Yahoo Sports headline.
Yeah, it's monotone.
Oh, what? I'm not going to sing!
No, I'm not saying that you should. It's not a knock on you. It's just kind of like... You know, like
I knew that one was challenging.
That one was challenging, but now that you hear the jingle, it's like, of course that was going on.
Who did the Saturday Night Live character with the Ed Grimley? Was it Dana Carvey? It just seems like Paul. Everything should be with. I must say, everything is fine and dandy, and I'm here. Vanessa's here, and I must say.
All right, so Beard has one. Blank doesn't have any.
Yeah, I got a zero.
I have three. And going into round five, it's blank to go first. This is a big round here.
All
you're
right.
Down 1-0.
This is the last one?
Yeah, this is the last one I have.
Man, I can only get a
for
tie.
The tie.
Out of this.
I guess we do it again next week if it's tied.
Sure.
All we do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have round two. I mean, it's good.
He's a killer bee. He's in the hive. He qualifies. It's fine.
And it's good
more competition for me than what I've seen so far.
And it's good for pay-per-view buys, I think. Is whenever you have a draw between champion versus champion, you get the second round of that with no real winner in round one. I think that's great for ratings.
All right. Final quote, I guess. Anybody who takes on Baker Mayfield has to have a contingency plan for if he plays well.
What?
Whose choice is it?
It's you.
You're first.
It is mine.
Anybody who takes on Baker Mayfield has to have a contingency plan for if he plays well.
How many have you gotten right so far, Blaine?
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what's my, you want to go with average?
No, I wanted to go with right now.
I know you did. Otherwise, you have no chance. And I don't know that I guess I didn't spend any time listening this week, or maybe. And oh man, I don't.
A lot of excuses.
I'm contemplating. First of all, I'm not quitting.
Do you want to get off the stool? Do you want to get off? Do you want to fight this round?
Can I have it again, please?
No mas, no mas.
Anybody who takes on Baker Mayfield has to have a contingency plan for if he plays well.
As his corner man, I feel like I need to throw in the white towel.
I love how Jeremy's become the Kendrick Perkins of this game. Just like couldn't really hack it to be a real role player, so he has to sit on the sideline and critique everybody else. Critique other champions, Kendrick Branham.
Yeah, I was right there with you saying, who is the guy that can't play but makes an ultimate analyst? It's Jeremy. Never mind. Wow. I mean, I keep going to the same exhausting resources that have killed me so far, but I'm going to say Patrick Creighton again. And based on Josh's reaction, I'm done. So Josh already let the cat out of the bag. Not Josh Beard, but Josh in the production room just lowered his head and shook it. So I'm out.
Maybe
I've lost.
Maybe
week.
It could be because you're tied it. Maybe it could be because you're tied it.
I have great defense. I think that this is Lance. I think this is a Lance quote.
I almost think anybody who takes on Baker has to be prepared that what if he plays well? You better go through that contingency.
Right.
Like, what if Baker plays well?
Boom. Well played, sir.
Beard.
Congratulations.
Let's Beard 2-0. I had three right. I didn't get the last one right, though, so I still got three.
I will accept it.
You have zero right. You're not in this. You're on the outside, but you have no points. I award you no points, and may Joel have mercy on your soul.
I would congratulate Josh on the victory and a job well done, which is something I would have never done against the opponents I've faced previously.
And you, who said it, champion? Josh Beard. I don't know where we go from here, but Josh Beard is our Who Said champion.
So I can like lick my wounds and come back for the rest of the show?
Congratulations, Josh. I imagine we'll be meeting very, very soon. All right, we'll step away on the Killer Bees. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bill Barnwell as we look ahead to the NFL draft that comes up next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.